Chapter 2. Joanna's prediction about the loaded stretchers being unwieldy turned out to be 100% accurate. In the end, everyone at the crime scene had to lend a hand, including Joanna and Kendra Baldwin herself. The rough terrain and the need to use flashlights made for slow going. Getting the two bodies across the still-running wash wasn't easy either. Once again, Joanna's boots filled with sand, making every step more painful than the last. Back at the makeshift parking lot, the first body was quickly loaded into the back of the Emmy's Dodge Caravan. The problem was, the minivan was only equipped to carry one body at a time. That meant everything had to grind to a halt until an aid car, summoned from the city of Bisbee, arrived to transport the second one. While they waited, Joanna sank down on the Yukon's running board long enough to catch her breath and empty her boots. While she was doing so, Kendra looked down at her with visible concern.
"Are you all right?" she asked. "You didn't overdo it, did you?"
"You mean for someone in my delicate condition?" Joanna asked. Kendra smiled.
"Well?"
They were both women doing jobs that historically belonged to men, and they had established a natural camaraderie from the very beginning. Coming from Kendra, the comment felt like what it was, a joke, rather than a form of politically incorrect criticism. Joanna shook her head. "No, I'm fine. As far as the autopsies are concerned, what's the game plan?" Kendra looked at her watch. Some kind of electronic device that glowed in the dark.
"It's almost 9, she said. "By the time we get the bodies back to the morgue, it'll be too late to start processing them tonight, but I should be able to collect fingerprints. If I get decent prints, I'll shoot a copy of them over to you, so your people will have access to them sooner rather than later. I'll also take dental x-rays and ship those along as well, in case dental records work better than prints."
Joanna gave the Emmy a weary smile. "Thanks," she said. "Once we're done here, I'll be going back to the office while Ernie and Jaime go."